As Gravish Your Cardnish, a Clare Nagale, as Babaliam Usaholtaka. This is Robert Cadine Carswell, Robert of Carslach.
Have you ever heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
And I'm here to present Clare Nagale, a programme in two languages, the English language, as a Chilg, the Manx Gaelic, Chinyan Amer, the mother tongue of Alan Banning, the Isle of Man. As Banachtan Dut Rish. Just after the start of the First World War, Sir George Goldie burned all the personal papers he could find. Towards the time of his death in 1925, he got his son and daughter to swear a solemn oath that they would never write anything about him or help anyone else to do so. Ta Bernard Sniachty frail tais on Shach Krebassanen, ta Govrach a fain lay. Tad cor rawgi dy bu er tui jain lias foerec, a ben rein, da chor e ber gedyn rei rys Bernard Sniachty, er nod a dyntio gles hwrs lobiec, da raw Bernard Sniachty na sel yn eish. In 1789, a song was collected at Bishop's Court from an old woman, and it's considered to be the oldest song in Manx, all about Finn na Zarshan. The Mollag Band have recorded it on two occasions. This is from the album Into the Tide. Tawas Geis Jachrish, Radio Banning, Stasiun and Ashun, Viscol Erskelia Mach, Vaidulish, Alan Banning.
Yeah.
a piece of genuine oceanic balladry, which actually emerged whilst some of the cod variety from Macpherson was being recited, and that stimulated the gardener to go and fetch an old woman who knew some ballads about Finna's Ocean. That was the Mollock Band with the Manx story of Finna's Ocean, and having serendipitously collected that in 1789, unfortunately no one seems to have thought to cast around for more. All that I wish to be recorded of myself, wrote George Goldie, can be read under the articles headed Nigeria and Goldie in the Encyclopaedia Britannica. It shows his importance that there were such entries in the Encyclopaedia Britannica, of course. He called himself George Goldie, becoming Sir George Goldie, and the long form of his name was George Dashwood Tubman Goldie. But he was born at the nunnery just outside Douglas in 1846, and his name at birth was George Dashwood and a hyphenated Goldie Tubman. He became such a prominent figure in international affairs that he merited an entry in the Encyclopaedia Britannica, as we heard, but he was an intensely private man, wanted to be known for his achievements, not for his personality. As he came towards his death in 1925, he got his son and daughter to swear that they'd write nothing about him, would supply no information for any other biography, and he finished it off with this warning: "If you break this promise to me, I swear I will rise and haunt you." Van wen rein smunyan, de wel bernit snyach di marunish, as de wel ish a chogra as a ni a kriek, ren shell ger corlesh bernit snyach di gus a cheil, ach a dode marui, henk colach moch sha, as ren an shell ger terten as maru an colach moch shen, as gawi mach as a kriega, as ren I corlesh kri shen gus a wen rein, as vi salyet as roastich, as ren a wen rein I a kri shen. Lugden ven rein I, cri benid snyach di morvi shilten, vi shigur nish drawish heen an chid ven sela, as mursa henki gus a gles hurastalok, as durtek, durti, gles hurastal erwala mortau, kwaib bis an fair sela as ulyu jau, as tregar a gles hurastal, ven rein de fir chabwech tau chwish, ach fos, de bernid snyachty glen, bis frail tyne the shach denia beggar shen, tau zen kirt na sailor rish. Esh, when ben rein fi chori, no de rawa gles, de kinjach, lort an irinia, as va fisek, de rawa shelger bolly. Now, the traditional shout for the Cornish fishermen to man the boats when the lookout on the cliff spotted the telltale oily trace of pilchards on the surface was "Heba!" Here it's woven into a song written and performed by the Cornish duo Tír a Tabhas.
Around the bay, sailors are ready, the call. once the term of his Lent, it's always declared that between the two poles, there's nothing like pilchards for saving of souls. Heaven, cry heaven around the bay, it's time to shoot nets for the catch of the day. Heaven, cry heaven around the bay, sailors are ready the call. Heaven, cry heaven around the bay, it's time to shoot nets for the catch of the day. Heaven, cry heaven around the bay, sailors are ready the call. Heaven, cry heaven around the bay, it's time to shoot nets for the catch of the day. Heaven, cry heaven around the bay, sailors are ready the call. They obey.
Heather, written and performed by two bards of Gorseth Curnow, Delia and Dave Brotherton, and they're from based in St Ives, and Tír a Tabhas, which is the name they call their duo, means country and language. The fis egaven rain yes that our Bernard Snyachty the fear force bio. A Swiss munion, the Swiss munion and ach odyssey chitri the gedden rairy. Erno, how does nor a wish a fair sail as a cheer, nor en true for gaily on sheer be? Pe yeras money plan. Renny pentiel an edinek as renny comri hin morshan ven chager, na begen nek pecher biori. So far come ashore, high herish na shark slagen, there a henky gus tie in the shark ribassan and beggar, as renny crankle er a doris, as dilly mach. Cwj fraw dy chrec, cwj fraw dy chrec. Wren Bennett sniach di, cigol mach as yn unio gys deimi. Le mai my ben fai, greu bused dy chrec. Cwj fai, cwj fraw, dregar ish. Pish yn dy lech y jay dy chwliw ghe. Ys ren i cwmwl sws pish fa ffiet a sidio jay ima di dan. Chyn el ffeim em goel al, rosh lig y stiach y chan fen fai sios mwn i Bennett sniach di. George Goldie's father was Lieutenant Colonel Sir John Tubman Goldie Tubman, Speaker of the House of Keys. His mother's name was Caroline Hoveden, and she was originally from Cambridgeshire. And George Goldie said of his parents, "I had the good fortune to lose both my parents before they could have any influence on me." His mother died in 1847, only a year after George Goldie's birth, and his father died in 1852. Apparently one of his boyhood achievements was mental arithmetic, and indirect evidence suggests that he had a range of abilities, but he was very self-willed, and his frustrations led him to go into almost ungovernable rages at times. His father had been in the Scots Guards, and his family's, the father's family tradition was a service in the Brigade of Guards, but George Goldie wanted to be different. He opted to join the Royal Engineers, and at the age of 17 he entered Woolwich to train, and 2 years later, in 1865, he received a commission. Thank you. Sean Keegan on mandola and MacDara O'Fuilon on bouzouki. Mandola, I suppose it's pronounced. MacDara O'Fuilon on bouzouki. And they sent us Irish Reeling on our way. Sean Keegan studied classical mandolin at Trinity College of Music, London, as well as being immersed in Irish traditional music. And MacDara O'Fuilon was the T.G. Cahir Young Musician of the Year in 2024. A siod o'r stasiwn yn asiwn Radio Banning. A si Claire na gael fysgol ar sgeli ma Carnish Meryn Pyn, Robert Gytyn Corswell o Robert y Corslach.
Did they ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Ta ced o'r clas yn Claire na gael rhys rhys siacht yn lwgdigol ar sgeli ma a sian trwy dyn y deg Radio Banning as yn craman eis rhys. Ta podcast gol ar Junonius, J. Claire na gael fys rhaid yn nasty trwy dynedeg ar Radio Banning na trwy'r cered ar yn podcast elia, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Audible, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn na Alexa. Well, George Goldie was still evidently subject to rages and fierce action during his army days. He wrote, I was like a gunpowder magazine. I was blind drunk when I passed my final examination for the engineers. His career in the Royal Engineers turned out to be short-lived, starting his training in 1963, getting his commission in 1965. 2 years later, he writes, a relation died, leaving me his fortune. I was so excited by the freedom that this gave me that I bolted without sending in my papers and leaving all my belongings behind. I went straight to Egypt. I never travelled in Egypt without an extra camel to carry my books alone. There, I fell in love with an Arab girl. We lived in the desert for 3 years, Garden of Allah. So it seems that these 3 years were spent in a Bedouin encampment somewhere on the Upper Nile and in the Sudan. But this period of happiness wasn't to last, as he reports at last that she died of consumption. I came home to lead a life of idleness and dissipation. Gau Bernard Sniach di a bar fain doros, as renni cionach a lecha fain chan fen chadja morfi shilden. Cren fer stomas tau os ma fecha, durtan chan fen. Tardus, as lig tau coron ofer lecha ma gitamud san ach kiart a chircho. Fy Bernard Sniach di ys feg da awr os ec na siad o roi, ys ren i ligad i cwrt mor gyrt y mwy y leid yn no. Ach, ren yn chan fen cion le eich y byw ys chy chon, dy ren i cwrt stap ar y tarn enolec, ys ren i tws ym sys mor dy bech i marw. Nish taw reirish fe yn ffers bwei, dwrt yn chan fen, chaws fi sairach yr sŵl. Chrawi ffodd yn y lwg sien, chytgus yn ffast yr beg, dy denk na siach rybasan yn dy balia. As fydd aglid as tre honig gyd y fenyd sniach di fynog na lai ar yn lair, gyn monad y fliois na dy lleiltas. Ren y trogl nisi. As tre honig gyd creich o tion fi cionld sa lecha, ren y gyare ons defish. Llyn Tegid is the Welsh name for the lake, which in English takes its name from the shoreside village of Bala, home to Rhi George. And this is Rhi George's song, and it's a song for cheese lovers everywhere.
Geni doi thar, o fara, a dan
George and her song Can Cows, 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 Cows. The cheese song, anyway, the Welsh cows cognate with the Manx Caesia. And as Free George says of the song, a song to all who love cheese. Eish gawi toiach der tarn enel, as na beggan, henki ar ashgas a bioaseg. Trechil na crevassanen na berhacher, durrad, Charawa chan ben chadioch a ben rein olk. Sain dut bier de hui jay ligas jach on pech bi, tren a bel shingen on shaw. As tre ren a drach ben rosh na taiek, hai gus a gles as dourti. Gles hurastul a wall a mortau, quoi visen per sela as ul you jow. As tregeri nach hedden as rai. Ven rein, de fear cho bwech tau chwish, ach fos de ben it snyach di glen, bis frail tai na shach denia begashen, tau zen kirt na sela rish. Trechil a ven rein sio, va chwish yndas ori, drawi mor bwlia, as ren uliu a fwyl gulmach as a cri, erno draw fisek gin auras, draw benid snyach di fos blio. Ach, nish, dourtish, niem smunion er riddenach ni strai de bollach. As trwyd butcherach, ren a drach ven rein, kier. As ve kier fault fishunit. George Goldie returned home to the nunnery in 1868 or 69. There was a Yorkshire girl, Matilda Catherine Elliot, who was employed as a governess at the nunnery, and George and Matilda became infatuated with each other, and in 1870 they ran off to Paris, unfortunately arriving there just before the Prussian army came to besiege it. They besieged Paris, the siege of Paris during the Franco-Prussian War. And so George and Matilda had to stay there until the siege was lifted. But spending even a short time together in this way in those days was a scandal to their reputations, and they subsequently married in a quiet ceremony in St. Marylebone Church in London on the 8th of July, 1871. But in later years, George Goldie always said that his marriage dated from 1870. On the other hand, it said of George that he was very fond of women, and no man admitted it more frankly. He evidently had other relationships, because later in life reports of him were relayed in court circles, and this apparently affected Queen Victoria's attitude towards him. But it shows again, of course, his standing that his name was even known to the Queen, never mind that he was a bit of a ladies' man. Now, Robert John McInnes is from Kishorn on the Scottish west coast, but has family connections with North Uist, from where this song comes, as... And in fact is narrated for us by Smiorach Clan Ronin, the Mavis or the Thrush of the Clan Donald.
Hallevek, hillevek, ho, alillo, Hallevek, hallevek, horoi. Hallevek, hallevek, ho, elillo. Smioroch le clown to el mi. Smioroch meshe ruor let fapel. Krupen gaunen du sel katel. Gendjoroch ge heet in the sake. Rymig mofron hor le maicnia. Hallefec, hillefec, ho, elillo. Hallefec, hillefec, ho, roi. Hallefec, hillefec, ho, elillo. Smioroch le clown do elmi. Smioroch mishir muloch benye. Gawr grin y spyr yn soliol, gyndio'r dolt y chod yn y caelio. Sbi mi bio e'r trot y syla. Hallefec, hallefec, ho, alilo. Hallefec, hallefec, ho, roi. Hallefec, hallefec, ho, alilo. Smioroch le clon do elmi. Ma fol ysgach i yna hir ffein. Cym har eich nach molwch mysia. Chyd nyn cwri, chyd nyn clir. Yn chyd fiach ar i oly fesal. Hallefec, hallefec, ho, alilo. Hallefec, hallefec, ho, roi. Hallefec, hallefec, ho, alilo. Smioroch le clon do elmi. Chyd nach cwri cos ne mara. Yn chyd chyloch efo chanach. Yn chyd lwch wynioch fianoch. Chyd yn aran fanioch fialoch. Hallefec, hallefec, ho, alilo. Hallefec, hallefec, ho, roi. Hallefec, hallefec, ho, alilo. Smioroch le clon do elmi. Chyd ys boich e hari eichgin. Yn bifirog yn codoch drechal. Palt na slor le por ne machroch. Sbred mon tich o'r er chlochan. Hallefec, hallefec, ho, alilo. Hallefec, hallefec, ho, roi. Hallefec, hallefec, ho, alilo. Smioroch le clon do elmi. Mes clon do el hwyd mi maltram. Byen yn siols na'n srol datje. Na'n long lwyd cwyn te farsing. Atjem nach cyn rysg y chlaslawn. Hallefec, hallefec, ho, alilo. Hallefec, hallefec, ho, roi. Hallefec, hallefec, ho, alilo. Smioroch le clon do elmi. Hallefec, hallefec, ho, alilo. Hallefec, hallefec, ho, roi. Hallefec, hallefec, ho, alilo. Smioroch le clon do elmi.
Robert John McInnes, with a song written by Ian MacArichaho, John McCodrum, who was a North Uist man, who dates 1693 to 1779, and he wrote that as a praising song to the MacDonald of Slate and the Isle of Skye, Smioroch Clan Ghonel, the thrush or the mavis of Clan Donald. George Goldie travelled extensively in Africa and in 1877 came to the land round the Niger, the River Niger. There were British interests in the area, but they weren't coordinated, and he conceived a plan of developing the area as part of the British Empire in the same way as the East India Company used to operate, colonisation by private venture capitalism. In 1979, the United African Company was founded, and the British commercial interests came together under this banner. In 1881, the company was renamed the National African Company. Whilst he himself took a lot of work on, he was obliged to take on staff, though it probably didn't suit him to do so. And we'll get a first-hand glimpse of George Goldie's management style a little later. The British had German and French opposition in taking control of this area of West Africa, but George Goldie ruled over the company, working intensely for 16 hours a day. He was full of tense, nervous energy and still had the habit of flying into huge rages, often over comparative trifles. Eish fran y fen rein comri hi'n morsor sian chaslet y chian ben elia. Morsor hai herys yn siach sleidion, a sengi gys tai yn y siach crebasanan, as rhan i crankel ar yn doros ys dili i mach, cwch bair ych rec, cwch bair ych rec. Ych ben et sniach di mach as ys dŵr ti, im i rod, hynnaid yn dawl ig ys diach o'n pech ar bi. A chynelw ei er nobl dot gian, dot yn tian fen, as gaw i mach y chyr ffolt fysiwnach, fysiwnit, as rynni cwmwl sŵsi. Chwys fi bwyach dyn ffeit y boch, dy raw i er na miola, dy oslo yn doros. As tref yn barg ein gint, dwrt yn tian fen, nes y chyr sio, ffolted cyr at y ciart, bu ffolted cyr at y ciart. As ren ben it sniach di, gyn jyrkl rysiaddi ar bi, lleged yn tian ben gynnw na fi giri. Ach y lias fy'n chyr chwryd sniach sa ffoltec, gaw y pisiwn toiach der ofrycha, as ren yn nyn fog tushim sys gyn mior. Nish yn rai chiam pler da eilad mor taw dwrt yn droch ben, sioch yn gerajid, as hai rwmbi. Breton Fesno's quintet Elays, meaning in abundance, plentiful, with a track called La Mazure, which I think may be a reference to the dance form the Mazurka, which is a 3/8 time dance, and like the polka, originated in Poland before the dancing masters took it and spread it all over. Stasiun and Asiun Tanay Shores, the chair of Shea Radio Bannington. On show cartness show that Claire Nagale, Miss Robert Katrin Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Have you heard tell of our Bobby Bob?
Dech oil ve nish tarn gus an faster beg, as henk na shach crebassan an beggar de valia. Trehonic at ben it snyacht in a liar a tolu, mor de beg hi maru, but smunion chalirach drau ginnu al yas voire, as treran a gin magirt, chura de hir folt fisiunach. As chalias ren a tarn ne mach as a foltek, henk bened snyachti de beis a fornu kajin ek rish, as dinchi da wulju ber hachert. Esh hugad rauji kirt elia, de bi er a tui, as gin liga arach rish, pecher bi stiach oneg and doris. As hoya ben rein tai, as vina shadu rosh a gles hurustal, as durti, gles hurustal er a bola mortau, quai visan fer sela as ulju jau. As tregeri nach hedin as rai, ben rein, the fear chob wech tau chwish, ach fors ta benid snyach di glen, vis frail tai na shach denia begashen, tau zen kirt na sela rish. And George Goldie soon gained an international reputation as an expert on African affairs. From 1885, he advised the British government at international conferences. Now, a man who worked with him, Joseph Trigger, had this to say about George Goldie. He was a violent and uncompromising man. He had a good deal of uncontrolled temper, and was lashed into frenzies of impatience by stupidity or incompetence. Never did man suffer fools less gladly. I may say that those who were associated with him had to work early and late, in season and out of season. To be in his service was to realise you were with a masterful man whose instructions had to be obeyed. Yet one learned to love him, some to fear him also. Those who didn't carry out his instructions, or showed slackness, were severely dealt with. Sir George, when he gave a man special work to do, would close the door on him and tell him privately why he wanted it done. This was to get the man personally interested. Now, Ruby Biscoe Taylor and her band Bisky Brisht launched an album earlier this year, with each of the 12 songs that Ruby had written for it performed in both English and in Manx. And from the Manx version, this is Chadjinam Co.
Thank you.
And that's the abrupt end to Chajinam Co by Bisky Brish. Chajinam Co, I Won't Cry. And that was from Bisky Brish's double album, Brebel Ustja, Treading Water. And that's got, as I mentioned, 12 of Ruby's songs, and Ruby sings them both in an English version and in a Manx version, as we heard there, Chajinam Co. Joseph Trigg's description of George Goldie continues. Not only did he see that his orders were carried out, but he grasped every detail of the work himself. Naturally, in a few years, those associated with him in administrative work and trading in Nigeria and at London headquarters began to realise that they were fellow empire builders with him. He had round him a very small, though devoted, staff. Now, what George Goldie created round the River Niger was the basis of the modern country of Nigeria. George Goldie was made a Knight Commander of St. Michael and St. George in 1887, and, as we heard, was an advisor to the British government on African affairs at a number of important international conferences. Joseph Trigg described George Goldie's physical appearance in the 1880s. Sir George was then a tall, slim, fair, blue-eyed man with piercing eyes which seemed to bore holes into one. That piercing glance was characteristic of him to the end of his life. Trer en a drach ben rein clashen a gles hurstal lords an ach shaw. Vi biberni as vi crow les yowlus. Ni bennet snyacht I geddon bestili. Ir ma bis a bioes empeen chit the way kalt. As esh haig as shamer follich for denach. As gusen harawi likli the darach peger bi elia. As unshen Renny ool niawach. We ellen de yen, hurry. As we ban lish leger and rushach, the jinnach pecher be wa fagery ginauris goil for the act na jai. A choir be ren e ear beg and begji, jinnach a pech shen gerden bes. Treban ool jint erlu, renny paintiel and ethinek. As Renny Comrie heen gurish ben vodach, as high herish na shach slagen gus a ball on van a shach ribassan and becher. As tre Renny crankel er a doris, ren benid snyachty cor a kionek mach as an unya gus dorty. Chalios dau ligus jach on pecher be, dins na shach ribassan and dau gin jilushen. Now, at the Eisteddfod Genedlaethol Lythol, there's Can y Gadeirio, the song of the chairing of the bard, and that's to the tune Rhwym Wrth y Regis, which means bound by your belt. Now here, the Holman Climax male voice choir of Cambourne in Cornwall take that tune and they sing Kenneth Pelmere's words, Cornwall forever.
Thank you.
And that's the Holman Climax Male Voice Choir from Camborne in Cornwall, originally formed in 1940 at the Climax Rock Drill and Engineering Works in Camborne, and they became the Holman Climax Male Voice Choir in the late 60s when the Climax Company amalgamated with the Holman Mining Equipment Manufacturer in the town. Hard rock mining. Yes, wherever you look down into a hole in the ground, anywhere in the world, there'll be a Cornishman. Mae dy lŵr, dregar y ben, ffodwm dy eis a crec na ŵl yn embol yr bielia, ach nes eis nym cwr ferdwch. Na djinn sien, dregar ben id sniach di, chalios daw goel beg. Fel yw goel al ros pysiwn dŵr dy ben? Dich ys sio, nym gyara yn ŵl ons de ffis, ni os goel y chaw rysiach, nym goel y chaw ben. Now, George Goldie's friend Dorothy Wellesley provides this description of him. 5'9" in height, ill-made, spare to the point of emaciation, rapid and violent in his movements, his nervous force extraordinary, the nose, the beak of an eagle, the eyes, blue rapiers. And George Goldie was born at the nunnery on the 20th of May, 1846. As the jar of Shane, Jerra and Claire, Shaw, Jerra and Claire are here, Shaw. Ah, Dave Moore will be with you from 7 till 9 for your Sunday evening chill out, and at 9, Judith Leigh takes you through into the early hours of Monday morning with Sundown. This coming Friday, the 22nd of May, the Solon Theatre Group will be presenting Tales from the Cellar, an evening of music and storytelling, starting at 7 at the Centenary Centre in Peel, tickets £15, including a themed drink on arrival. Claire Nagale closes this time with Irish reels from the strings of Shiloh na Chionamhain. Not just superb playing, but a beautiful, rich, deep tone of the viola rather than the violin, and she's also a fine Shannon singer, although not here. Acht and tre jet as my saw. Until the next time then, this is Robert Cadeen Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Old Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night, Eve. I'm a Creort as Dutz, my yeary and share.
Thank you.
Thank you.